Ag Majors going up. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And when you look across agriculture schools across the nation, they see about a 20% increase in enrollment in the last 5 years, and we've seen about a 50% enrollment change and all going up.
That's Dr. Carla Beal, the Dean of the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at the University of Tennessee, and she says the number of students taking ag classes tells the story.
Oh, right now our enrollment is 1,199 undergraduates, so it's an exciting time for us, and we expect this incoming fall's class to be even larger. To give you perspective, 5 years ago, we had around 750 students. So that tells you how much we've grown.
Dr. Carla Beal says you can look at commodity prices over the last couple of years as one of the contributing factors for the increase in ag majors, but she has another theory.
The baby boom generation, the ones that were providing the labor for agriculture, they're now beginning to retire. And agriculture is now a high-tech industry. You've got to be smart to go into agriculture. You have to have the training. You have to have the skill. You've got to have the education. And so that need is there. And the need for trained graduates is more or greater than it's ever been before because of the retirements and because agriculture is growing.
And Dr. Carla Beal says she thinks this trend in growth of ag students will continue to grow as the population and demand grows.
And if you think about it, agriculture is not going to go away. The need for food, fiber, and fuel is increasing every day with increasing population. Many of our students are getting jobs before they even graduate. In fact, just recently, many of our students went to the Poultry Expo, the National Poultry Expo, and we had 27 students go, and they had over 70 interviews just for those 27 students. So that just indicates the high demand.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.